Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our high nearing 48. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Cooling down quite a bit overnight tonight with mostly cloudy skies and our low nearing 9 degrees. Much cooler as we head into Tuesday, cloudy and a high nearing 23. Dipping down to 5 degrees with clear skies Tuesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 41 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Authorities are investigating the death of a Kansas man as a homicide. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said in a news release that a relative found 61-year-old Leslie Randa of La Crosse dead on Friday afternoon and called 911. The Rush County Sheriff's Office then asked the KBI for assistance with the investigation. The release said that Randa's vehicle is missing. Authorities are asking for help locating the 2006 GMC Envoy with Kansas plates. The family of a Kansas girl who was kicked by her kindergarten teacher have reached a partial settlement. The Kansas City Star reports that lawyers for the child and her mother are seeking the court's approval for an agreement with the former teacher, Crystal Smith. The video showed Smith kicked a 5-year-old girl who had hidden herself in a bookshelf in the library of Blue Jacket Flint Elementary School in February of 2019 after other students had left the area and another employee's back was turned. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A Kansas teen was injured in an accident just before 1:30 this morning in Pawnee County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2007 Ford Mustang driven by Joshua J. Mooney, 18, of Maxville, was northbound on 40th Avenue. The driver lost control of the car, traveled into the east ditch. It returned to the road and traveled into the west ditch. A field rolled, and the driver was ejected and found north of the vehicle. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the KHP. Atchison County law enforcement authorities are investigating a violent attack and have made an arrest. Just after 7 o'clock Thursday evening, a domestic disturbance occurred at a residence in the 500 block of Mound Street in Atchison. During the disturbance, a 36-year-old man was stabbed with a knife, causing a non-life-threatening injury. The victim left the residence and went to police headquarters. Officers located and arrested 35-year-old Shandalyn Foster at the home. She's being held on requested charges of aggravated battery. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Several landowners have gone to court to challenge the county board's approval of a massive solar farm that is planned just east of Lincoln. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the landowners argue that the project should have been approved because the zoning rules don't offer enough protection for neighboring property owners. Chicago-based Ranger Power wants to build a 250-megawatt solar farm on roughly 2,800 acres just east of Lincoln. The company's plan would put solar panels on agricultural land that previously could only be used for agricultural purposes or as green spaces. A 31-year-old woman died at a hospital after she was shot multiple times at a home in the Omaha suburb of Bellevue. KETV reports that police said the shooting was reported around 10:40 p.m. on Saturday near a home near 22nd and Jefferson Streets. Paramedics rushed the woman to the hospital where she later died. Her name was not immediately released. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved renewing membership with the North Central Regional Planning Commission and heard an update on a joint bank stabilization project with Washington County on a bridge in Waterville Township, with work to begin soon. Emergency Management Assistant Leslie Jeter met with the board to discuss the final ruling on the American Rescue Plan funds. Premium pay for employees working through the pandemic is still recommended. Water and sewer improvements, and in addition, the county will be allowed to spend the money on county projects they would normally spend money on. However, the money cannot be spent if it will cause the county to go into debt. Jerry Zias, mayor, and Tanner Whiting, director of public works for Blue Rapids, met with the board. During the recent windstorm, one of the school crosswalk flashing signs in Blue Rapids was destroyed. The city is planning to replace both signs with solar signs and is working with the Department of Transportation on placement. They have a street sign budget of $70,000, projects in the works of $68,000. Therefore, we're asking the county if any funds were available to help pay for the new signs at a cost of approximately $6,600. No action was taken. Washington County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business last week, approving end-of-year transfers of $200,000 from Road and Bridge to Special Machinery Fund and $400,000 to Special Use Funding. Nemahal County Commissioners made no decision on a request for a new lowboy trailer for Road and Bridge and conducted several interviews for Senior Services Public Transit Director. County reorganization was approved and pay raises for county employees was discussed. USD 115 Nemahal Central patrons will vote Tuesday on a recall petition for Owen Zinke on charges that he violated state statute in earlier decisions regarding student mask mandates. The Nemahal County Community Building will be the polling location for all registered voters in the district who are eligible to vote for the at-large position. Dolores A. Parker, age 85, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Heisey Hall at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, with the Christy Andaris Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dolores Parker. Mary C. Sisk, age 84, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Salem United Church of Christ in Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mary Sisk. Deborah J. Barrington, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Andaris Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Deb Barrington. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pulled pork, baked beans, cucumber salad, and pineapple. Tomorrow, roast beef, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and plums. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to stay fairly mild throughout the region today before another clipper system moves in from the northwest overnight. Today, we can expect to see highs ranging in the mid-20s to lower 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s to lower 60s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will start to quickly change throughout the afternoon, as winds will start to blow from the northwest, bringing Arctic air further south. Temperatures will start to fall quickly throughout the afternoon. Conditions are expected to stay mostly clear with lots of sunshine. As the system starts to make its way through overnight, temperatures will remain extremely cold throughout much of the Midwest. Cooler temperatures will stick around through Tuesday before warming up as we head into Wednesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
-48 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 24th of January. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Two NFL playoff thrillers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. In Sunday's AFC divisional tilt between the Bills and Chiefs, both teams kept exchanging late touchdowns. Kansas City rallied to tie the game with 13 seconds left in regulation, forcing overtime.
Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelsey. Touchdown!
The call on 106.5 The Wolf. Chiefs survive 42-36. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes throwing for 378 yards and three scores, including a 64-yarder to Tariq Hill. They will face the upstart Bengals in the AFC title game on Sunday. Earlier, the Rams outlasted Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
Under center heel from the one. Akers is in the back. Takes the snap. Rides the surge into the end zone. Matthew Stafford puts it in the paint.
The call on ESPN LA 710. Rams hold off a late comeback by the Bucs to win 30-27. LA takes on the 49ers in the NFC championship game. NBA, it was an off night for Steph Curry, but the Warriors were still able to hold off the Jazz.
Warriors with the ball. Up by five. Poole. Ooh. Step back over. Gobert! Jordan Poole with a beautiful move.
The call on KGMZ. Golden State wins 94-92. Curry scored just 13 points, but teammate Jordan Poole stepped in with 20 of his own. Around the association, the Nuggets beat the Pistons 117-111. 76ers hold off a late rally by the Spurs and win 115-109. Hawks drubbed the Hornets 113-91 to snap Charlotte's three-game winning streak. And Jimmy Butler scored a 20-point triple-double in the Heat's 113-107 win over the Lakers. NHL, the Pens topped the Jets 3-2 in a shootout for their fifth straight win. The Kraken surprised the Panthers 5-3. Senators beat the Blue Jackets 2-1. Kings snapped a three-game skid with a 3-2 win over the Devils. And the Blues earned their third straight win, defeating the Canucks 3-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Saturday's finals in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament in the girls' division. Centralia edged Valley Heights 42-40 for the title. Hanover took Donova West for the consolation 51-43. Frankfort finishes fifth over Clifton Clyde 47-29. And Troy places seventh over Axtell 39-37. Wetmore girls defeat Blue Valley 43-30. Lynn took Onega 55-37. Friday in girls play, it was Nemahal Central over Marysville 37-20. In the boys' Twin Valley League finals Saturday, Centralia topped Hanover 57-50 for the championship. Frankfort takes the consolation over Troy 51-35. Clifton Clyde beat Axtell for fifth place 40-28. Wetmore finishes seventh over Blue Valley 49-46. Valley Heights boys beat Onega 65-34. Lynn took Washington County 57-55. Nemahal Central wins the Thunder Classic at Seneca, defeating Atchison 55-50. St. Mary's Academy wins the consolation over Hiawatha 54-45. And Marysville finishes fifth over Jackson Heights 50-25.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau has released its new position on a piece of legislation to reform the cattle market, saying it supports the majority of legislation but cannot back its effort to mandate cash trade requirements in the beef industry. The organization announced its updated stance on Friday following action to update the group's policy at the annual meeting earlier this month. There, Farm Bureau delegates voted to maintain their support for regional approaches to improve livestock industry price discovery, but votes to oppose any mandates that force the livestock slaughter facility to purchase a set percentage of their live animal supply via cash bids. The approach is key to a bill authored by Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska and Chuck Grassley of Iowa, backed by a bipartisan contingency of 16 other senators. The legislation, formerly dubbed the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act, would create regional cash trade requirements in the beef sector that the bill's proponents argue would improve price transparency in the sector and ideally lead to a better economic environment for producers. Farm Bureau members balked at the philosophy of mandating market activity during their debate. But on Friday, Zippy Duvall, the group's president, said the organization supports the majority of the legislation but cannot support mandatory cash sales. China wound up $16 billion short of achieving its obligation under the Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S. The Biden administration looking for ways to keep China buying ag products. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told the House Ag Committee the administration is putting them on notice, want them to live up to that agreement. The secretary told the committee members of the U.S. have unfinished business when talking about the two-year trade deal that ended January 1st. Vilsack said China committed to buying $40 billion a year in ag products in 2020 and 21. The Asian nation missed the goal by $13 billion in 2020, missed the goal by $3 billion last year. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family NetWrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, typically periods of higher income on the farm leads to higher cash rents, which makes sense for some landowners who work to keep their piece of the pie. However, increasing cash rents now holds some economic risk for some farmers. There are ways, however, says University of Illinois Extension agricultural economist Gary Stinsky, for some to pass on the rewards of good years to landowners while at the same time mitigating the risks of really low prices and very low farm incomes.
I personally like leases that vary payments with economic conditions. So share rents and variable cash rents would be something to consider as we're moving forward. Variable, either one of those would make pretty large payments to the landowner in 2021 because of higher prices and what looks to be higher yield or good yields across much of the state, above trend yields, maybe year record yields. So, variable cash leases and shared rental arrangements.
He says there are many differences in value of land across many Mid-America counties in the area, and says that the differences have to do with productivity, and thanks to the internet, they can find where those differences actually are in those regions.
If you go to Acre Value on Granular's website, you can locate a farm and find its soil productivity index. There's a very high correlation. There's a 0.9 correlation between those county cash rents and soil productivity index. There is a bit of variability across the state from that. And some CRDs, crop reporting districts, have higher and some a little bit lower than that soil productivity index. But that soil productivity index does a reasonably good job of explaining the cash rents across the state.
Overall, price per acre for agricultural land has been on the increase across the entire Mid-America region. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Good morning, Beatra, 77 Livestock with Dennis Henricks here this morning. Hey, we've got good news in the cattle markets, 137 to 138 in the cash, 218 in the carcass with a plus mark on the replacements on feed report, but still feeling pretty good about the numbers with the amount of heifers that have been marketed and the cows that have went to market. So we certainly hope the replacement numbers help us out in the future. 10 o'clock start here today at high noon. We'll get in the hay department, and if you need hay, you certainly need to come to Beatrice 77 Livestock at 12 noon. And the square bales, they is alfalfa 84, third cut, 40, second cut, prairie 48, brome 94, and the clover mix 72, and the straw 151. Big round bales from here on. 12, second cut, 15.10, 12, fourth cut, 18.92, 6, second cut, 14.30, 6, second cut, 15.96, 11, third cut, 16.98, and there's 10, fourth cut, alfalfa. In the round prairie, good stuff, 8 at 15.95, another good prairie of 10, 14.70, 14 grass, nice looking, 13.26. In the round grass, there's an additional 40. In the round brome, there is 22. I'll call you back. In the CRP, there is 20. In the cattle report here this morning, we've got a very nice run, guys, with a 10 o'clock start at 12 o'clock noon. We'll certainly move into the feeder cattle, and we've got a nice run here today. Two black and red families are going to be running age. They're going to be three-day-old calves on them, so they'll be there at 12 o'clock noon. We will be pregging a few cows, and they'll be at the noon hour time. In the cattle run, guys, I'm going to start off with some lightweights. 9 black baldy, red baldies, bulls, and heifers are going to be a 40-day wean. They're going to weigh 350, the Oatman cattle out of Beatrice. Chris Mines out of Blue Springs, 8 black and red steers are going to weigh 675. 9 Holstein Angus steer and heifers are going to weigh 700, Swartz out of Pawnee City. Liesl Meyer's got some nice calves. 11 black baldy, red baldies are going to be steer and heifers. They're going to be at that 350 to 600 out of Nebraska City. North Talcott out of Bennett, 44 black and black baldy steers and heifers. They're going to weigh 600. Wagner out of Barnston, 45 black steer and heifers. Good kind of cattle, 6 to 7 1/4. Turnbull out of Pawnee City, 7 black steer and heifers. They're going to be 650, 675. Wheatley out of Eagles got 14 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh that 600 pounds. Corey Skleba out of Crete's 8 black heiferettes, open yearlings, 1,100. Zahoric out of Crete's got 13 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 7.5 to 800. LHT, the Tronics out of Waymore's got 12 black OCV heifers. Replacement quality, no implants. They're going to weigh that 750 to 800. Nicholas out of Burchard, 15 black steer and heifers, 550 to 600. Scott Mueller out of Syracuse has got 80 black and black baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 550 to 750. Megan Murdoch out of Unadilla, 80 black steer and heifers, 5 to 700. Wes and Logan Winter out of Lincoln's got 120. They're going to be black and red steer and heifers, guys. They're going to weigh 6 1/4, 775. Royal out of Unadilla's got 25 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 700. Chad Pester out of Unadilla's got 20 black steer and heifers, 550 to 650. Felty out of Herkimer's got 12 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 7.5. Rennie out of Mayberry's got 40 black heifers, 6 to 700. Christian Cattle out of Steiner's got 19 black heifers. They're going to weigh 7 to 800. Tim Tegmeyer out of Burchard's got 55 black baldy steer and heifers with a nice set of heifers on them, guys. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. Thomas out of Liberty's got 50 red Angus steer and heifers, 575 to 650. McGuire out of Liberty's got 40 black steer and heifers, 6 to 750. Schmitz out of Marysville, 28 black steers, 6 1/4, 7 1/4. Preston out of Dakin's got 36 black steer and heifers, 650 to 750. Meyer at Lincoln's, 11 black baldy steer and heifers, 4 to 750. Kadaris is out of Burchard's got a great set of females, guys. There's going to be 56 red Angus heifers, good possibilities, replacement quality. No implants. They're going to be 7 to 850. And Cisco out of Burchard's got 60 black baldy steers. They're going to weigh 5 to 675. Nice run of cattle here today with a 10 o'clock start. Feeder cattle at high noon along with the hay department, so give us a call. Tanya Ricardini at 223-3571. And as the saying goes, you know to turn online to check out all the consignments, the markets, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
731 from KNDY. Mild start to your Monday, 43 degrees outside. We may warm a few degrees before the wind shifts north and a cold front sneaks in. Significantly colder temperatures by Tuesday.
January is a trying time of year for houseplants. A few routine checkup tips are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 24th, the 24th day of the year. Neil Diamond celebrates his 81st birthday, and John Belushi would have turned 73 today. January is a good time to give your houseplants a routine checkup. You'll keep your gardening skills sharp by dividing and repotting any pot-bound plants. Now may be a good time for a little judicious pruning. And if they've collected a layer of dust over the winter, a gentle sponge bath may be in order. And even if you keep it comfortably warm in your home, your plants can still be at risk from the cold. Plants on windowsills should be shielded from cold window panes by placing a piece of cardboard between them and the glass. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online anytime at almanac.com. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Patrick Mahomes found Travis Kelce in the corner of the end zone early in overtime, and the Kansas City Chiefs rallied to beat the Buffalo Bills 42-36 on Sunday night in a dramatic finish to a wild divisional round weekend. The lead changed hands three times in the final 2 minutes of regulation before Harrison Butker, who earlier missed a field goal and an extra point, drilled a 49-yarder for Kansas City as time expired to force overtime. The Chiefs won the coin toss, marched swiftly downfield against the NFL's top-ranked defense, and right into their fourth straight AFC title game. The Chiefs will play the Bengals next Sunday night for a spot in the Super Bowl. Washburn's Jalen Lewis knocked down a three at the buzzer Saturday afternoon to take down rival Emporia State in round one of the Turnpike Tussle. The game featured 17 lead changes and 8 ties. These two teams will face off again February 26th in Emporia. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville boys basketball team got back on the winning track, finishing fifth in the Thunder Classic at FEMA Hall Central Saturday. Marysville, a 50-25 winner over Jackson Heights. Half Jackson Heights' opening score, Marysville led all the way, outscoring Jackson Heights all four quarters. Jack Lauer led the attack with 18 points, 16 of those in the first half, on the strength of four trays in the first half. Jack Lauer with 18. For Jackson Heights, Jason Bosley had 14 points. Marysville 50, Jackson Heights 25. The final as the Bulldogs improved to 3-7. Jackson Heights falls to 3-9. Next action for Marysville at NEMA Hall Central Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
The Trailia Panthers have clean sweep the TBL tournament, and it's starting on the girls' side. The Panthers defeating Valley Heights 42-40 on Elena Haberkamp last second three to win the championship. Haberkamp with 9 total points on the night.